In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, destroyer of all heresies, Saint Joseph, Saint Athanasius, our patron saints and guardian angels, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. St. Athanasius, who the Church celebrates today, was truly one who was, you know, kind of like his name, tenacious in his holding fast to the faith. St. Athanasius, the great champion of the faith, was born at Alexandria about the year 296 of Christian parents. Educated under the eye of Alexander, later bishop of his native city, he made great progress in learning and virtue. In the year 313, Alexander succeeded Achillas in the patriarchal see, and 2 years later, St. Athanasius went to the desert to spend some time in retreat with St. Anthony. In 319, he became a deacon, and even in this capacity, he was called upon to take an active part against the rising heresy of Arius, an ambitious priest of the Alexandrian church who denied the divinity of Christ. This was to be the life struggle of St. Athanasius. It seems that in the providence of God that one of the main purposes of St. Athanasius's life was just to hold fast to the truth. You know, he didn't win very many converts, it seems, in that sense. He didn't seem to have much support in his time as bishop, and when he tried to do with all of his efforts to counteract this heresy of Arius. But he spent his whole life remaining steadfast in the true faith. In 325, St. Athanasius assisted his bishop at the Council of Nicaea, where his influence began to be felt. 5 months later, Alexander died. On his deathbed, he recommended St. Athanasius as his successor. In consequence of this, Athanasius was unanimously elected patriarch in 326. His refusal to tolerate the Arian heresy was the cause of many trials and persecutions for St. Athanasius. He spent 17 of the 46 years of his episcopate in exile, and also even had his life many times threatened. He had soldiers pursuing him one time down the Nile River, and this famous story of St. Athanasius using a mental reservation. He knew he couldn't outrun them, and he was in disguise, so he just told the person rowing the boat to slow down and let the soldiers catch up to him. So when they asked him from their boat, "Have you seen the Bishop Athanasius?" He said, "Yes, I saw him down the river a few minutes ago." And so they kept going that way. You know, he didn't say that he wasn't a lie. He did see him a few minutes down the river that way. So, he was a man who truly suffered for the faith. After a life of virtue and suffering, this intrepid champion of the Catholic faith, the greatest man of his time, died in peace on May 2nd, 373. That's 1,640 years ago. St. Athanasius, the anniversary today of his death. And the church still remembers him as if it was yesterday, his great example and great being steadfast in the faith. Truly a model for the year of faith in which we are celebrating this year, you know, that we should be steadfast no matter what opposition, no matter what the powers to be, because it was the emperor of his time who was in league with the heresy of Arius, and was the one who was pressuring him and wanting to get him out of the episcopacy so he could put a supporter of Arius in. And St. Athanasius just remained like flint, you know, just solid in his holding fast to the truth. And we have St. Athanasius to thank for spreading monasticism to the Western Church, because he, in exile, while in exile, he went to see the Pope in Rome, and at that time he either gave a copy or he wrote his life of St. Anthony of the Desert, that great saint that he was a friend of. And through that writing of his life of St. Anthony of the Desert, it inspired many in the West to take up the monastic life, maybe even inspired St. Benedict himself to live that kind of life. So we have St. Athanasius, in all the bad things that happened to him, God in his providence was able to bring many good things from that. And St. Athanasius is a great model for us all. Let us truly pray for our bishops today as well, that they will be men after the likeness of St. Athanasius, who are to be true shepherds. And it may be that their only one in their whole diocese who remains steadfast is him, the bishop. With that, you know, still there is the faith being held fast if only one holds it. And we know that God has given that promise to one bishop in the church, to Peter and his successors. But St. Athanasius was a great comfort to the Pope in his being steadfast, because at one time, St. Augustine says, it was only St. Athanasius and the Pope who held the true faith. Let us pray and ask today that St. Athanasius assist us with that kind of courage and that strong faith that he had, that he was willing to suffer for it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.